Good morning. This is December 30th, and you're listening to OK, OK, the Honor News for Our Kids podcast. Today's scripture is from Romans 10, verse 9 through 10. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved, for it's by believing in your heart that you're made right with God, and it's by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. If your child isn't a believer, then you're surely hurting. Maybe you only recently became a believer yourself, so you didn't bring up your child in the faith that you now profess. Or maybe you think you did everything wrong and now you're punishing yourself. Or maybe your child was at church with you every time the doors were open and now he's rebelling, trying to find his own way. Maybe you think you did everything right and you can't believe this is still happening. Whether we think we did wrong or right, we need not punish ourselves or wonder what we could or should have done better. We'll be far better off spending our energy on our knees in fervent prayer for our children. Children need to find faith for themselves. Every child needs to make it personal. God works in each child in a different way, but God promises that every person who believes and confesses Jesus as Lord will be saved. We can pray that our children will come to the point of realizing that this is the only way to true life and peace. Remember that we can't do it for them. The Holy Spirit must work in them. Please join me in today's prayer. Dear God, you promised that those who believe in Jesus and confess him as Lord will be saved. So, Lord, I pray that my child will see his need for you. I pray that he will call upon you. Please guide him toward confession and towards belief. I understand that this might mean some difficulty in his life before he gets to that point, but please work in his life in whatever way you need in order to help him confess with his mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in his heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. Lord, make me a good example to my child as I live my life for you. We ask this in your name, Lord. Amen.